Okay, so this video I wanted to make about obviously you can tell by the title. And just going into my brief history with it, the first girlfriend I ever had was a Russian girl. And this is like I'll be 34 in like 2 or 3 months now. So this was when I was like 19. So and this is when I was traveling to Atlanta. I'm from Ohio, but I traveled to Atlanta a lot. And she was Russian. And this was in Atlanta. And even back then, and see, this was before Facebook, Instagram, social media, and all this stuff that just destroys women's brains. See, this was before feminism. Like, I think feminism was like heard of, but nobody ever, did it. Oh no, it wasn't, it wasn't a everyday word or anything. So like this was before a lot of stuff. But even back then, I'll tell you what. She was different. She was definitely different. Like you can always feel like Russian women are always like the different one. And my honest definition of it is Russian, from my experiences of dealing with them and dealing with them here, they seem to, they it feels like they're like they're American women minus the feminism. Like they naturally have that they always have this opportunistic outlook on life. Like no one man, she never she I mean she re, Russian women really never belong to any one man unless she's like fat and ugly or something, or she needs a green card or some shit like that. Like Russian women are like American women times three, minus the fake intelligence that's been bestowed upon them from feminism. Like they naturally have it. I don't know where that came from because I've never actually been to Russia, and I really want to. Hopefully, I'll travel to Russia and then come back and have a better understanding of it. But like I said, my first girlfriend even felt it. Like they're always like they. To me, every Russian girl I've ever talked to in every day, like I said, when I first came back here, I hooked up with a Russian broad within like 2 hours because a friend of mine, he picked me up from the airport and he had to take his dog to the dog hospital. And so I rode with him to take his dog to the dog hospital. And then the Russian girl came walking in and I didn't know she was Russian until she started talking English and she the bitch knew everything I was saying. Like, it's because I'm in Czech Republic. A lot of motherfuckers, like they say a lot of people know English, but a lot of people really don't know English very well to just understand you when you start talking in fluent English. But she understood. And like, and even her, like, or the Russian broads in a brothels, like they all feel like it doesn't matter if they're brothels, normal woman, college educated woman, because that Russian girl in the dog shop, she was college educated. It doesn't matter. Like, they always have this, like, they have this, like, this natural vibe of being severely opportunistic. Like they don't like their morals are strictly opportunistic reasonings. Like they don't like a man is not like a man is not a human to them. Is a man is just strictly is strictly a way to move on to the next level in life. Like I said, it's like a white American woman. They are higher in their regards of like standard, their standards of chasing what they want, and their hypergamy. But see, American women's hypergamy is strictly like following other women, if this makes sense. Like, American women are so fucking stupid. They have to be told what to like in order to like, this, in order to like that. Where Russian girls, I don't feel that in them. And with Russian girls, I think that, yeah, they do like if. For instance, they were out there on Instagram, they see that another girl's getting more attention because of this, and she'll start doing that. All women will do that. But when you deal with them on an interpersonal level, like you feel it, like you can feel that they're going to be your friend because you're ex, not because you're a human and you're just you, but because you have such just connect, you have this connection or this, thing, or you're from America, blah, blah, blah. Like you can feel it in them. Like, and it's really gross and disgusting. The only guys who fall for it are the guys who the only guys who fall for it, I would say, are the guys who primarily grew up in America, and they're not used to seeing different game and from different countries and different types of women. You see what I'm saying? Like those only guys who, because like I said, I got a taste of it at 19, so like I already knew a bit of like at 19, like I had learned, you see what I'm saying? I had learned like something's off with these Russian bitches. Like the Russian guys, I'm not trying to fuck a Russian guy. So like I've never had a problem with a Russian guy. When you get like 200 times intertwined with a Russian woman, like they naturally have this, they had this entitlement process in their head. Like it's, I don't know where it came from. Cause I mean, you read stories about the Russian men are always drunk and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know, maybe some dynamic that's working on there and their hypergamy just went to overdrive and said, fuck it. We want everything that's better than us that we think is better than us. And they just go crazy. I don't know where it comes from, man, but they are, in my history of dealing with women. Okay. The highest opportunistic woman is an Asian woman, okay? From my history of dealing with women, Asian women are the number one opportunistic. Like, and it's almost disgusting. Like I said, I said this in a previous video where I was talking to a friend of mine. So, like, from my experience dealing with Asian women, it's usually one complete extreme or the other, like most women. The first extreme is if you're a white man, she will literally drink your piss off the street ground outside right now. And if you're not white, then she don't touch you. You're dead to her, right? And it's the other extreme. So the other Asian girls, they'll do anything for a black man, but they won't touch a white guy. They hate white guys every time. The last girlfriend I had, she was South Korean, and that's exactly what it was. I'll be honest with you, every time I would go over a place, she would ask me, "How do you talk to white people? I don't understand how you even talk to them." Like, I'm like, and this bitch was working on her doctor's degree. Like, it's not like she was like some dumb hoe working, you know, flipping fries or some shit like that. She was like legit educated. And every time I would go to her place, she would say, "I don't know." And she was a pretty looking girl too. She said, "I don't know how you deal with white people. I don't know how you even talk to white people. How do you even deal? Like, they're just gross and blah, blah." It's either one. And then like another Asian woman, She won't touch a black guy, and she'll only like, it's usually one it's one or the other every time. I'm telling you, it's usually one extreme or shift to the other. Asian women are by far the worst opportunistic with that. But I say kind of because it's really kind of more like on their reasonings for it. But it's like their what's the word I'm looking for selfless beliefs, their strong selfless belief in what they want. It's a mixture of it. But when I dealt with Russian girls, man, Russian girls, they are just looking for the bigger ticket. Like, especially if she's moderately attractive, they are just looking for the bigger ticket and whatever fits her culture. Like, some girls, they grew up around other women who were just prostitutes. I mean, like, legit prostitutes and whores. So it's just fine-tuned in that area. And other girls, they may have grown up in college. So now it's just fine-tuned for that crowd. Some girls, they may have, you know, worked a normal job, so it's fine-tuned for that crowd. But Russian girls are noticeably different. That's why I needed the Russian discussion, just because it rhymed. But because a buddy of mine, man, his girlfriend, she's a Russian girl, and from what I'm hearing, it sounds like the norm. It sounds like what I was lucky enough to learn at 19. Because like I said, okay, when I was younger, like, see, I was always around my first girlfriend was a stripper. And she was this beautiful. I was 18 or 19. I'll tell you how that happened. Legally we're related now because her sister married my cousin. So now I guess that makes her my cousin. I don't know what the fuck. So technically we're related. So I still got to come across the bitch from time to time, you know, ever since. But at the time, like, they weren't married. Like, they were, my cousin was dating her sister, and that's how we met. And I was only 18 and she was 25 and she was a stripper. She was like, you know, she was 25 and a stripper. She was at her fucking prime. She was like starting, the decline was probably just starting, looking back on it. But she was, I mean, she was out of my league, but she chased me down. And it was weird because I was afraid of her because she was beautiful and she was older than me and she was taller than me. A lot of my girlfriends have been taller than me. I told you, I'm only 5'7". I'm not a tall guy. 5'7", 170 centimeters. I'm that tall. And the stripper, she was taller than me. She was taller and bigger. She was thicker than me because I'm not big. I'm only 60 kilograms or 140 pounds. I'm not a big guy at all. And she chased me down, I was scared of her for like weeks. And she would call me all the time. I just wouldn't pick it. I was scared of her. So finally, I pick up the phone and we fucked, blah, 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 and all that happened. But so like the reason I said that is, see, I was lucky enough to learn a lot of lessons from faster women when I was younger. And I didn't even grow up in a fast environment. I didn't grow up in a hood or anything. I actually grew up in a pretty nice neighborhood. I grew up in a developed area, in a well-developed area in Ohio. So I didn't even grow up around like inner city people or anything like that. But I would always kind of like stumble upon something and learn a lesson. But like I said, yeah, because in my neighborhood I lived in, there was an Asian family who lived there. And that's how I learned a lot about that. Because like how they always in families and shit, like, and okay, this is just another side rant. Like with the Asian communities, this is what I've noticed. So if you're an Asian person, let me know if I'm right or wrong, or if I'm bullshit or whatever. Okay, but this is what I learned. Because in the complex I lived in, there was Asian families, like there. Asian families, Asian family strength is also their weakness in the world. Meaning, like, let's say, like, I know you've seen it before. Let's say they own like a hair store or whatever the fuck. They own any establishment. They will rather keep their kids in them to keep that establishment going than to send their kids off to college and go off and be separate from the family in a lot of cases. And weirdly enough, the few who do trickle off away from their families, they'll usually get success. They'll usually be a little more successful, I would say, as an individual. But I think it's that Asian culture to keep everything, you know, as one type of thing. Like they don't really glorify. It's not really looked highly upon to be a complete individual in their culture. From what I've seen of dealing with them, what I've seen with living around them, living with them, like. They don't really like the individual means nothing. So every now and then you'll get one who like, you know, he or she will adopt the Western philosophies of, you know, individualism, and they'll go off. And a lot of times they'll have nicer cars, nicer place, nicer jobs than me. And then they'll go back to that family and all of it will be gone. And, you know, and they'll be, you know, serving French fries for the next 15 years because their family owns a McDonald's or some shit like that. Like that. This is the common. That's the common route that I've seen in that culture. But like I said, now with the Russian culture, I watched this in Atlanta, and come to find out, this is what they do like around the world. If a Russian family moves into a house, they'll buy all the houses on that fucking block, on that street. That's what happened in Atlanta with the Russian family, with the Russian girlfriend I had. They bought all the houses up. That was a nicer complex than what I grew up in. And they bought all the houses up and down that street. And the thing was, which I thought was, it was cool, but it was different for me at the time. I think it's like a Slavic thing, actually, now that I think about it. But once they consider you like a close friend and family, their front door is unlocked. You can walk in it whenever you want to walk in it and get some food out the refrigerator and bounce. Like you are just immediately family. Like and that's the thing, like in Czech Republic, because these are like technically Slavic people too. It's the same theory, but like I think communism really fucked with these people's brains, so like they're really like standoffish, so it's much harder to get in with into the mix with the Czech people, to what I found. But once you do, oh yeah, you family, bro. Come on, you spend a night whenever you want to, you know, you sick over there, you go ahead over there, and I got medicine for you. No, it's immediate, no questions asked. But that was a whole side rant. Anyway, the Russian discussion, man, like I could not recommend someone get into a relationship with a Russian broad. Like I could not do it. I'm telling you, I just can't, unless she's like fat and ugly and she knows her options are low, which is usually when most women learn how to become decent humans. Once their options run a little low, you know, then it's like, oh, I don't have to be decent. But if they're like, you know, moderately attractive, I couldn't recommend it, man, because I couldn't recommend it. Because Like, if you've never dealt with a Russian woman, imagine dealing with a hot American girl who is severely opportunistic, minus the fake intelligence from, you know, feminists putting shit in their head. And that's and then you pretty much have a Russian girl. On top of that, she's multilingual, so she's going to be thinking faster in different ways than you're going to be thinking. So the manipulation tactics are going to be even more deeper and heavier. Like, I couldn't recommend a Russian. Like, it's almost like America. I couldn't recommend a Russian guy to get involved with a Russian woman. So it's like America. I couldn't advise an American man to get involved with an American woman. It's almost the same thing, man. But like I said, the Russian bitches, that is like, it's stronger. You see what I'm saying? And the manipulation tactics are like women. Woman is manipulator because they have to do it to survive because they're not physically strong. So they have to learn how to become mentally swift. So to be woman is to be manipulator. But like that Russian shit is now Asian women. You could say, okay, see, like, now, also my experience dealing with Asian women is this. They, see, women know what they're being stereotyped as in the world. So Asian women know their stereotype is being submissive and blah, 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 you know, geisha and all that dumb shit. Which, oh, I mean, now, if you ever studied geishas, like, which I studied geishas, they were pretty much just trained prostitutes in reality. But... Okay, back to where I was going. Asian women get this stereotype that they're submissive. And I'll say this, it's easy to misinterpret how they act as being submissive. Okay, because I had to learn this lesson from dealing with Asian bitches and getting my heart broke by it because I just assumed it was like this, you know, that what movies tell you and shit. Like they're, you know, they're either very smart or they're super submissive and blah, blah, blah. And they'll stick to you, blah, blah, blah. They'll stick with you if you're thick and thin. Like, no, see. That submissiveness is being misinterpreted. That what they well, as submissiveness. What that is okay. What I think it is that is Asian woman's try to keep a unit together. Like I said earlier, how a lot of times Asian families they'll buy like some type of hair salon store or something, and they keep all or nail shops. They keep all their family in that nail shop, and they don't leave. You see what I'm saying? And I think that women, Asian women being perceived as submissive, I think that's a misinterpretation. What they're trying to do is they're trying to keep that unit together. So they'll just rather just sit back, go, okay, yeah, I'll just do whatever you want just to keep the unit together. It's not for you, it's for the unit. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of guys, they end up with Asian women and then they end up getting screwed. Like, what they think they got screwed over because they walked into a thing that the Asian woman was just going to follow them through life. And like it wasn't about them; it was about keeping a unit together. You see what I'm saying? And then the American guys, he's walking around fucked up and man, oh fuck bitches and like nah, like you had to see what it was before you walked into it. That's what I'm gonna say. Because like I said, I grew up around these motherfuckers, and this is the conclusion I've come to after almost marrying one, fucking them for years, living with one, live with two of them. Like, this is what I've seen and dealt with. Like, I know that shit is that's not submission for you. That's submission for the unit and within Asian, with my experiences with Asian women. And see, the thing is, like, they know that guys see that in them, especially American men. Like, they're not stupid. They know it. So sometimes if the guy has enough money, she'll just play it up just to get money out of him, type, like the opportunistic type. She'll just play it up to, you know, to get his resources. And then when she's gotten enough, she'll just bounce on him. Type shit and not say a word back to him ever again. Like I've seen that happen. Yeah, man. But no, yeah, Russian girls, man. Like, I could not. I like I said, they're just too opportunistic. Their goal, if she's moderately attractive, she's going to be severely opportunistic. The next better opportunity is where she's going. That's it. You as a man, it means nothing to her. Okay, you're an opportunity to her. For all the ones I've ever seen and dated and fucked, that's what it always was. Like you will never feel like, and I feel like that with a lot of Slavic women in general. You will never feel like she loves you. You will never feel that. You will never. You don't. Now, I will give black women credit for this. Now, black women, like, they're harder to deal with initially, but they will, they can grow to love you. I will give black women, even though I don't date a lot of black women, but they will do that. Like, they'll always grow to respect you as a man, if as long as you walked in correctly. They you have a much better chance with a black woman with that. But like with these Slavic girls, I mean, it's a known thing. Like, you know, well, I mean, look at who's the highest producer of porn in Europe. It's Czech Republic. You see what I'm saying? Like, because it's that hypergamy going into overdrive. You know, this might be a better role with a better man. I might go over here. Okay, that didn't work out. Oh, better man, better role over here. Oh, that, blah, blah, blah. And they just keep going until they just, you know, smack into the wall, and then they got to marry something. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's my video. If that made any bit of sense and you still watch, thank you.